Track 9, and now we come back to the news. Police acknowledge facial recognition concerns. Police say that they are aware that members of the public may have concerns about the use of live facial recognition, LFR, technology, but have pledged to be open and transparent about when and how it is used. Devon and Cornwall Police is introducing the technology as an additional policing tool to help officers locate wanted people, prevent crime and protect communities. The first deployment of the force's LFR was in Newquay from August the 6th to the 8th. Assistant Chief Constable Matt Longman said the force understood the importance of public confidence and was committed to ensuring the technology was used responsibly. Police may have concerns about live facial recognition technology, so we are committed to being open about where we are using it, when we are using it, and the safeguards that are in place to ensure it is used in a transparent and proportionate way, he said. LFR works by comparing a live camera feed against a predetermined watch list. The technology measures facial features and creates a mathematical representation that is compared against known faces on the watch list. Police say that if someone is not on the watch list, they cannot be matched to the system. Police say images of people who are not on the watch list are automatically and permanently deleted within seconds, and that the force does not retain this information. Where the system identifies a possible match, trained officers will review the alert before deciding whether to take further action. The force say that the human decision-making element remains a key safeguard, with officers responsible for assessing any potential match before taking action. Mr. Longman said the technology would support rather than replace the work of officers. Details of all future deployments will be published on Devon and Cornwall Police's website at least 7 days in advance.
Museum preserves 26 years of newspaper history. 26 years' worth of back copies of the Tynmouth Post have been preserved thanks to the efforts of historians. Teen Heritage Museum is now the custodian of 44 volumes of bound copies of the weekly newspaper from 1982 to 2008. The conservation came after the museum acquired the copies from the library, which was no longer able to conserve back copies of the Tynmouth Post of the years 1982 to 2008. Teen Heritage Museum archivist Rosemary Booth explained, "They were stored in the main archive room and were a constant source of irritation to people using the computers under which they were housed. The boxes were too heavy to lift, and as a resource, they remained unused." However, 2 years ago, Lynn Watson, senior archivist, and I decided to try and get them bound so that not only present researchers, but also those to come in the years ahead, would have an incredible resource. They found a firm in Falkirk, Scotland, called RDW Book and Paper Conservation Limited, who would be prepared to undertake the work, and quoted the sum of £2,800 to collect, bind and deliver the 22 boxes containing the old papers. Rosemary said, "As we are an independent museum relying entirely upon volunteers and our own resources for funding, this seemed an almost impossible task. But Teen Heritage has a history of raising money to fund improvements and acquire new resources. Lynn will reality items for the museum. The National Lottery Project, new in Tynmouth and Sheldon, paper binding. In March this year, the grant was the newspapers. In a mass bound in red with gold lettering, were delivered to the museum.
More children to qualify for free school meals. Hundreds more children across Devon could qualify for free school meals from September, after the government announced a major expansion of eligibility for families receiving universal credit. From the start of the new school year, all children in households claiming universal credit will be entitled to free school meals, regardless of household income. The change is expected to benefit many families who previously did not meet the eligibility criteria. Parents and carers to check whether they qualify for a new term. The council says free school would also ensure children have a day supporting both their will. Councillor Julian Brazil, leader of Devon County Council and cabinet member responsible for schools, welcomed the changes. The government's reforms introduced two categories of eligibility. Children in households receiving universal credit with annual earnings of £7,400 or less will continue to qualify for targeted free school meals. As well as receiving free lunches, these pupils will attract additional funding for their school through the pupil premium and other disadvantaged funding. Eligibility for schemes such as the council's holiday activities and food programme and some home-to-school transport support will also remain linked to this category. Meanwhile, children in universal credit households with annual earnings above £7,400 will qualify under the expanded free school meals scheme. They will receive free school meals but will not be eligible for the additional educational funding.
Firefighters race to contain woodland blaze. Firefighters tackled a large fire in Decoy Woods on Monday, August the 3rd, after crews were called to reports of a blaze spreading through the area. A crew from Newton Abbott Fire Station arrived to find a significant area of woodland well alight, with flames quickly spreading deeper into the woods. Fire chiefs requested a second appliance from Newton Abbott, a water bowser from Torquay, and the Argo Cat all-terrain vehicle from Bovey Tracy to help fight the fire. Firefighters worked through dense woodland using the ATV's misting unit, beaters, axes and hose lines to contain and extinguish the fire. The incident was brought under control after a coordinated response from crews, who prevented the flames from spreading further despite the challenging conditions.
Come and say aloha at Care Home Open Day. A Tynmouth Care Home is opening its doors to the community for a Hawaiian-themed celebration in August. Croft Lodge in Holden Avenue is inviting residents, relatives, friends and neighbours to get into the aloha spirit on Saturday, August the 29th from 2:30pm onwards. Guests are encouraged to dress the part in Hawaiian shirts and flower leis. There will be a tiki bar and Crofts Lodge's award-winning chef will serve a Hawaiian-inspired barbecue. There will be a photo booth with props, live music and dancing and other Hawaiian-themed entertainment. The event is one of Crofts Lodge's initiatives to create meaningful experiences for its residents while opening the home up to families, friends and the wider local community.